Fall means budget season in counties across New York State. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney makes her budget pitch to lawmakers today. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, you can expect county governments from one end of the state to the other to be crying the same refrain.
Talk to a county executive in New York State about budgets, and chances are you'll hear something about unfunded mandates. They're the bane of budget makers, the programs Albany requires counties to be responsible for without giving them the cash to pay for them. This comes following highly touted passage of mandate relief in Albany in the form of a revised pension tier system and the shift of some Medicaid administrative costs from the counties to the state. County Executive Daniel McCoy in Albany County says that was all well and good, but ultimately it didn't translate into any savings.
Albany County would have saved $523,000 next year, but the Senate and Assembly changed the formula. We saved $293,000 instead, which is still savings, which is good. But they changed the safety net money during that process last session, and they raised the money for safety net for juvenile detention, foster care, and a few other programs. I have to find $300,000 already on a budget where I have shortfalls this year. So it's like inside baseball.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkarz says basically orders from Albany leave little room for counties to have any flexibility after you add in pension and health care costs.
Well, in Erie County, we control about 10% of our overall budget. The rest are related to mandated costs with the various social service programs, the safety and public safety programs.
Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino is a little more blunt when looking at these unfunded mandates.
We're getting down to the bare necessities now. It's going to be, you know, eventually, and I'm talking 5-10 years from now, counties will be just the social services arm of New York State. That's it.
So what's a county to do? Polenkarz says if they can make it through the next few years, things will get better.
I feel comfortable we're going to balance budgets starting in 2014 and onwards because of this mandate Medicaid relief. I have problems with a barely balanced budget this year and ensuring I have a balanced budget for 2013.
Astorino isn't so optimistic.
Each county, each municipality, each school district is going to have to lay off more and more employees, cut more and more in services, and or explode taxes.
McCoy says Albany County has already cut its workforce by a third over the last 10 years. He says the county simply has to change the way it does things.
We have to run it like a business, and we have to be trying to strive to make money for a profit, so to speak, for the constituents that we represent and still deliver the services.
Erie County has the added distinction of being one of five governments in New York State run by a state-appointed control board because of a fiscal crisis 8 years ago. Polenkarz worries that other communities facing red ink will end up going that route.
Do everything possible that you can to avoid a control board, because not only do you lose control with regards to your finances on a day-to-day function, you basically lose the ability to make general policy as well.
A control board is a very real possibility for Rockland County, according to the state comptroller's office, and Astorino won't be surprised.
I think we're about a year away, less than a year away, before there will be control boards all over the place, where somebody is going to test bankruptcy. I think we're getting very close to that.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.